Hi, everybody. I can see you're all settled in. Okay, and so why don't we get started? Today, I want to talk to you about Bill Gates. Now, I know you all know who Bill Gates is. You know him as the founder of Microsoft, and you probably know him as a multi-billionaire who's still at the top of the world's richest list every year. But we're also going to be talking about Bill Gates, not just the entrepreneur and the computer programmer, but also the philanthropist, who is involved with something called philanthrocapitalism capitalism. Yeah, I can see from the look on your faces that is a mouthful, but hopefully by the end of this talk, you'll not only know what philanthrocapitalism capitalism is, but you'll also be able to say it. Okay, so first I want to start out a little bit with his background. Bill Gates was born in 1955 in Seattle, Washington, in the northwest of the United States. He comes from a very affluent family. His father, who is still alive, is a very successful lawyer. And his mother was a school teacher, a businesswoman, and a philanthropist herself, who worked for many decades on the board of United Way. And she also served on the boards of several other organizations in the city of Seattle. So perhaps she set the tone for Bill Gates and his future of philanthropy. Who knows? Okay, so first, I want to give you a little bit of background on his education. So when he was 13, he started to attend the elite preparatory school Lakeside in Seattle. And that's pretty much where his, I'd say, love affair with computers started, and his obsession with software programming. The school bought a thing called a Teletype Model 33 ASR terminal, and then they booked some time with General Electric Computer, which is what you had to do in those days to get computer time. The school was hoping to increase the students' opportunities to use these new computers. Bill Gates was so excited and so good at doing this programming that he often became excused from his math classes so that he could actually spend more time programming. The first program that he wrote on this terminal was a game of tic-tac-toe against the machine. So that's how he started off. So basically, Bill Gates was clearly a very gifted student. He achieved an SAT score, for example, of 1590 out of 1600, which is awfully impressive. And then he gained admission to Harvard University. So I'm sure his parents imagined a very bright academic future for him. But like any parent knows, things don't always go the way you hope for your children. And after just 2 years, he decided to drop out of Harvard. You're probably wondering why. That's a pretty rash thing to do. According to him, he felt that with the timing of what was going on in the world of computers and with the ideas that he had, he couldn't wait out the next 2 years before he took the opportunity to jump on this new bandwagon. Now, of course, in recent years, he regularly makes a point of telling college students, whenever he's speaking to them, as he tours schools around the US, that dropping out of school is not a good idea, but for him, it obviously worked out well. Now, I don't want you guys to go to your parents with this and say, "Well, Bill Gates dropped out, so can I." like he told the Economic Times at the University of Chicago in 2010, he always explains to these students, don't even think about leaving your college without a very, very unique idea that fills a very specific niche. So let's talk about Microsoft now, just a little bit. So he started Microsoft with his childhood friend, Paul Allen, in the year 1975. The rest, of course, is history. He went on to become one of the greatest innovators and wealthiest men on the planet, a true giant in the fields of computer programming and software. But what I want to focus on now is what I call his second life purpose. The purpose is philanthrocapitalism. So in the year 2000, Bill Gates decided to leave his position of CEO at Microsoft. And by the year 2008, he had left the company completely. He does continue on as chairman and technical director to this day, but as far as the day-to-day running of the company, he has no direct involvement. Now, his leadership style was sometimes criticized for being too rough, and Microsoft was regularly dealing with litigation for many years. But most people know about that. What I think is far more interesting is that around this time, he and his wife, Melinda, decided to form the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So what does the foundation do? Its main focus is on AIDS, malaria, extreme poverty, and the U.S. education system. They state their mission as this. They want to mix technological advances of our modern society to help those in the society who need it most, but benefit from that technology the least. And they have a really simple, but I think really profound slogan: all lives have equal value. Okay, so that's what they're working from. In 2010, they sat down with journalist Christiane Amanpour and talked about the foundation. She asked how they chose these issues as their primary focus. And they explained that good health has a stabilizing effect on the population. And when they looked at the U.S., they wanted to focus on education because they felt that the greatest inequity that they could see in the U.S. was in education, and that they felt that not every child in the nation was getting a phenomenal education, the education that they deserved. So that's how they decided to focus on those areas. Now, when Bill Gates was visiting MIT and speaking to students, he famously asked, "Are the brightest minds working on the most important problems? We have lots of talent that could be shifted, at least to some degree, from sports, entertainment, investing, or in the area of innovation, but a lot of that focuses on the needs of the rich. Again, not the people who need it the most." So, you're still wondering, I'm sure, what is philanthrocapitalism? So first of all, let's look at philanthropy. So we know that philanthropy is the act of giving to or doing something for poor people or those who need help or giving to a good cause. A philanthrocapitalist is a business person, primarily, who believes that business should not just be about profit, but that business has a moral duty to give back to the society that gave it so much. Philanthrocapitalists believe that they are better poised through their extensive business skills and their background in business to deliver philanthropy in a way that maybe will be more efficient or specific than government programs alone. Gates regularly cites vaccines as one of the best forms of global investment in giving. So he sees this as offering up the best return, i.e. the best chance of saving lives, especially young lives, at the lowest cost. So as you see in that example, he applies business principles to his choices in philanthropy. One of the most interesting things related to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the Giving Pledge. So this is something that Bill Gates and legendary financier Warren Buffett formed in 2010. And the Giving Pledge works like this. Basically, they focus on billionaires. They get them to agree to give away at least half of their wealth to philanthropic causes within their lifetimes or after their deaths. Now, this pledge is really just a verbal promise. They don't sign a contract. And they do, however, make a very public commitment to give away the majority of their fortunes. So, for example, on their website, they have a long list of the people who have agreed to this pledge. It includes names like Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, and a brief explanation from each person who has agreed to this pledge, gives an explanation of why they've chosen to do that. So far, they have managed to sign up just under 100 American billionaires, which is quite amazing when you think about the fact that it's only been going on since 2010. And now they're starting to focus on China and other countries where there's a lot of wealth being generated. So Warren Buffett himself has pledged 75% of his fortune, which is about $31 billion in shares. And he's going to give that out over several years, so starting around this time. And that will all be given directly to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. One of the main goals that Bill and Melinda Gates have for their foundation is that of inspiration. They really want to inspire others in society, the very wealthy like themselves, but also everyday people, to give back either financially or to give of their time. So, you know, they want to remind us that even though the U.S. has a very strong history of philanthropy, that everyone should still be involved in giving back in some form. Now, some people are uncomfortable with basing philanthropy on a business model approach, but really, you know, philanthropists themselves don't worry about that. They just get on with impacting lives of people in the world in the best way that they can. So now that you know what philanthropism is, I want to end this talk by posing a question for yourselves to ponder. So when you go off into the wider world and you make your first million and then your first billion, if you're very talented and have a lot of luck, will you remember this discussion and will you remember philanthrocapitalists, and do you feel like it would make you think more about giving some of your money back or some of your time to those who need it? So Bill and Melinda Gates really hope that you will. To them, it's really a moral imperative. Okay, so what I'd like you to do for your assignment tonight is, could you read chapter 7 on philanthrocapitalism, and then I'd like you to write a response to the questions at the end. Okay? Thanks, everybody.